Welcome to the Kemi Necfepil podcast, the Shift series. I am Kemi Necfepil, an executive and personal coach, international speaker, facilitator, and author. As a coach, it is my pleasure and my role to support my clients to build a bridge from where they are to where they want to be. The Shift series is a collection of condensed coaching sessions, interspersed with storytelling and real-life situations to support you to navigate the ups, the downs, and the in-between times. The idea for this series was to make each episode short and to the point. I want you, the listener, to have more action time and less listening time. What you will not get from me is a formula to follow. There will be no top tips. I will not be giving you advice. What I do is create a space for you to dig into your own internal resources so you can focus on the areas of your life that you want to shift. Please note that as a credentialed ICF coach, I work under a strict confidentiality code. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. Let's shift. As adults, many of us think that play was for when we were younger, that only children play, and now we are grown up, we don't have time for such trivial pursuits. But for those that consciously incorporate play into their lives, everything is better. We connect better to ourselves and to those around us. More joy is experienced, and our creativity and sense of fulfillment are enhanced. We are more enjoyable to be around, and we experience more happiness. Today's shift is for fun. Before I share today's situation, I invite you to think of an area in your life where you are not having fun. You may know how to have fun, but for some reason you are not doing it, or maybe you are not clear on your next step. As you listen to today's episode, keep your situation in mind. And even if this topic does not apply right now, it may reveal something you need later on. Kat, a runner, found herself in the top 10 of many races, and she also found that she had lost the joy for running. It's all very serious now. My training is rigid. My fueling is rigid. I'm not even tasting my food. I just get it in. I can complete 4 training runs, and I don't really remember that I've done it once I've finished. I'm just happy to tick the box and get on with the next thing. Kat, what do you want from our session today? I want to understand why I feel this way about something that I've always loved. I used to live for running. Now I don't really care. I mean, I do care, but there is something missing. I don't know. In the early days, it used to be fun. I remember so many times running with friends and we would have such good fun. But since I started getting awards and podium places, things have changed. How they changed? Well, my coach paired me with a runner who could match my pace and we could push each other, which was fun to begin with, but then it became about the winning. I said to her that for some, winning and fun were the same thing. I thought that too. I thought winning was the goal of running, but I have been winning and it's not enough. I don't find winning fun. I'm bored and I'm disconnected. Kat, you seem to have mentioned one word again and again. Do you know what that word is? Fun. It sounds to me like fun is really important to you. She laughs. It's weird that you would say that. Last weekend, my husband and I went to buy a dog from a rescue home. And when I was asked, what sort of dog are you looking for? The first thing I said was, I want a fun dog. Where is the dog that has the most fun? And my husband looked at me and said, but we agreed that toilet trained was our priority. Toilet training can be all sorts of fun, I told him. Kat, what do you desire from your running? I think we have established that fun is important to me. And I also want community again. And where does winning fit in, if anywhere? If I'm having fun, I am happy to win as well. Why not? Well, maybe you can create both. I hadn't thought of that. I was actually thinking maybe my running days were over. I don't like feeling this way about it. Well, that is a choice for you to make. But what would you need to do to have both? If I was aiming for both, the first thing I would need to do is speak to my coach. She knows there is something going on with me, but I wasn't really sure what it was until now. I need to let her know that fun is important to me, not just the winning. I also want to round up my running friends and have a fun run, just spending time together with no outcome, just being together and catching up. I'm sure your friends will be happy to hear from you. Actually, I think they may think I got too big for my boots and I dumped them. Did you? No, I pursued something I wanted and I missed them. You may want to share that with them if you feel there may be some tension there. Yeah, that's true. Kat, what do you have access to now that you didn't when we started this session today? That I don't have to give up running because it's no longer fun. I can bring the fun back, and that I can have both. And now it's over to you. In every coaching session I guide, there is always a section where the client commits to action. Action that is relevant to their situation and their emotional and physical resources. Think of a situation where you need more fun. What are the different ways you can bring fun back or add fun to begin with? What one action will you take today that will cause you to shift forward? Not what action are you hoping to do, trying to do, will maybe do if you have the time? And by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Mary Poppins, in every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. The Shift series is here to support you, one shift and one action at a time. If today's episode has given you the chance to see your situation differently, given you a chance to reflect, or the opportunity to take action, please give a 5-star review. It helps me know I'm delivering content that makes a difference to you, and it allows this content to reach more people. To learn more about my work and to subscribe to my weekly words, you can find me over at kemineckforpill.com. That's kemineckvapil.com. Here's to the ups, the downs, and the in-between times.